Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically one. With that in mind, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back a return guest who's on the show frequently and a good friend of mine. Her name is Jean Salch, S-A-L-C-H, and she's an international healer and channel of the divine realm. And she has been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. And she will divine messages for you when we get to that point in the show. And I haven't talked to any of you yet, so don't worry. I'll get to as many of you as I can. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. She performs healings and readings by phone or by video and is available for local services in Vermont through her website, which I will give you in just a moment. Any topic or health issue can be focused on. There is no limit for what you can request. The energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And tonight, Jean's going to talk before we go to readings. She's going to do a meditation, and the talk is going to be about rebirth, coming into this life from a past life. And Jean, I think I screwed that up. That's not our topic for tonight at all.
I know, David. That's why I didn't say anything.
Yeah. No. What happened was I cut and pasted the bio from the last show, which had that in the description, and I didn't change it. So tonight, Jean is going to talk about how to create the heaven in your life. So pardon me for that. And let me give you her website. Well, I'm thinking of it. It is Jean, J-E-A-N, of divinehealing.com. That's Jean of divinehealing.com. So, Jean, how are you tonight, and what can people find on your website?
Well, good evening, David, and thank you for inviting me back again, and hello to all the listeners and the future listeners. I have some channeled paintings on my website, which are forever evolving and changing to help the person whoever purchases them to evolve through healing, personal healing, opening gifts and abilities, and advancing. And they can even connect with their original soul's home planet. And I have a friend who actually received the first ones I did, and he's been spending time with it more recently, so that he could give me a year later testimonial to put on my website, which I think would be great. And there are lots of testimonials up there about my artwork, and they're also available for wallpaper on your cell phone. I also have some amazing myths for aura cleansing, connecting with your Christ consciousness, for clearing and smudging and staging a room when you cannot burn smoke. And as David can testify, I've got some amazing three times blessed healing soaps. And Dave doesn't know this yet, but he will now. I recently did copper and quantum silver part soap. One side is copper, one side is the quantum silver. It's not available on my website yet because it's still curing. And what that does is it balances your yin and yang. So, like, you would take the soap, say you're going to wash your face, or maybe you're going to wash your hands, or maybe you're going to use it in the shower, as an example, some examples, and then you just set your intention.
Cool.
So you would set your intentions to connect with your yin and yang, the male and female energies, and hormones, you know, all of it, all the yin and yang within you, the male and female, for the intentions of balancing. So, and that's just one example, but that's the new one that's coming out. And David, you've been using it on your face, I think you said, right?
I love it. It's very mild. It's very refreshing. It leaves my skin feeling very clean and I don't know. Maybe it's my imagination, maybe it's not, but I feel a tingly, refreshing feeling, and I encourage people to consider buying the soap. It's very, very, a very pleasant experience, and it's a very large heart shape. It's not like a regular bar of soap. It's large, and it's thick, and it will last for quite a long while. So wanted to tell that. Yeah. And,
thank you, David, because I still have a little bit left of the first heart soap that I started with myself, and that's back in August. So I would say that one heart soap could last, you know, depending on, you know, how what you're using it for, you know what I mean? But I'm saying it could last up to 6 months.
Wow.
And I've had people, if they, you know, I do have testimonials up there for this soap. And David's using the violet colored soap. And that one is for receiving messages and for healing. So, you know what I mean? There's different colors that are divinely infused with different intentions. So you want to at least to go check them out just out of curiosity, right?
Absolutely.
For me, when I use it on my face, but I also use it on my body, and I always set my intentions. Oh, this amazing healing soap causes me to look so young and youthful, and it heals anywhere in my body that needs healing. You know, and I've had people say that I had a woman in Vermont buy some this past fall and said it'll be the real test will be in the winter when your skin gets really dry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. So recently, it was just a couple weeks ago, she said, hey, I want to let you know that this soap is really amazing because I'm not having to put lotion on. And David, neither do I. I'm noticing that I don't have to put lotion on my body as a result of using
right.
soap.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful in just, that regard. It leaves my skin feeling nourished. So, I'm really proud
thing,
of you, Jane.
Thank you. Can I just say one more thing? I
yes.
brought some of my products to this masseuse in Middlebury here in Vermont, and she's displaying them for me. But, she also bought some, and the next time I went in to, you know, to fill it up, she said, I got to tell you, Jean, she said, my first thought when I saw how large this soap is, right? She goes, I thought, wow, how am I going to manage this, like, in the shower, right? She goes, but because it's heart-shaped, it fits perfectly in your hand from the original size all the way down as it, you know, starts to melt. Not melt, but you know what I mean. As you're using it, don't you think that it fits perfect in the palm of your hands?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
I know. And I don't need to go on and on about it.
Right, right. Well, we don't need to do that.
Right.
Just to let folks know, I have not talked to any of you tonight. We have 8 callers in the studio, Jean, at present. And so I will be announcing you by area code. There's another one. Announcing you by area code and asking for your first name only. And though Jean is primarily known as a healer, she's going to do channeled readings tonight. And we're going to talk about the topic after she does a brief meditation. Then she's going to take calls. And then she's going to charge water, which she blesses. And I'm going to let Jean tell you a little bit about that, but she's going to do that at the end of the show. So you're going to want to stay tuned for the whole evening, and we're going until 9:05. So, Jean, you want to tell them what the blessing of the water is all about?
Oh, sure. I place my hands over your water. The divine flows through me as if my hands are literally over your water. We purify the cells. We raise the alchemy. We fill it with any type of minerals or vitamins that you need. Now, this is between you and Supreme Creator of love and light and your highest good. I am just the vessel.
You're a vessel, right?
Anyway, mm-hmm. Yes, I am the vessel. But you'll notice that the taste may change. You may, if you're a visual person, you may even see the transformation of it. And it also gets filled with blessings. And there's lots of testimonials on my website about the miracles that have come from this water. And I know that if there are listeners on here who are listening when I am on, they, I know they're going to have their water ready because they can tell you themselves, as David can, within 0 to 5 minutes, you feel a difference, and it can open your gifts. It could give you a miracle healing. It could do anything that is for your highest good in the moment. So, David, I think that we should just talk about creating heaven in your life first and then do the meditation, because
sure,
that may help people to let go during the meditation more easily. Do you think?
Yes, I do. So let's do that. And why don't we start off each sharing what our vision of heaven is and how people may have gotten erroneous ideas about what heaven is. And that's not to say that there's not some validity there, but we have a very different take on it from a traditional heaven, don't we, Jean?
Yes, we do. And I was raised Roman Catholic, so I was raised that heaven was outside of me, off the earth, and out somewhere in the sky. And
I was raised the same way.
Yes, and traditionally that's what most of us have been taught, lifetime after lifetime. So I believe personally for myself that heaven is within us. And once we come to that place, and I mean really owning it, and I'll talk about how we're going to own it in a moment, then we start to see miraculous shifts and changes in our lives. Some of them might seem a little shaky and scary in the moment because you're not used to things that are not serving you falling away for your highest good. And in those moments, it's kind of, that's when it's a good practice to say, okay, you know, I'm just going to ride this wave because I know this is happening for my highest good. Why? Because I am owning that heaven is within me. And if I am a person of religious faith, and I mean mainstream when I say that, Jesus has said, you know, in many different versions of different Bibles, the kingdom of heaven is within us. So even if you're, you know, Jesus said it, okay? And I believe that the 7 seals in Revelation, now I'm not trying to get you to believe what I believe, I'm just telling you what I believe, believes and is referred to the seven chakras. The seven candles reminds me, makes me believe that once we open the seal of each chakra to our I Am God presence, right? And we do that from our root chakra all the way up through our crown, consciously, subconsciously, then we are creating heaven on earth within our heart. How do we know that? Because then we're in joyful bliss. We can be separate and detached from a crisis situation to the meaning, instead of going into panic and fear, you're able to stay grounded and in perspective. Does that make sense, David?
Yeah, it does. And what I was talking to you about before the show was I believe that for me, heaven is a state of mind, and I can go there anytime. All I have to do is take a couple of deep breaths as a form of meditation, inducing a meditation within myself, and I just am at one with all that is. And to me, ultimately, we are all one. As I said earlier in the show, we have our own unique perspectives, our own unique bodies, our own unique soul essences, but they're all joined. I mean, Jesus talked about, not to harp on Jesus, because I'm a very metaphysical, eclectic person, and I look at my life from the standpoint of spirituality rather than that of being a religious person. But, there's the example of the vineyard, the grapevine, and how we are all different hands, if you will, on the grapevine, and yet we're all connected as one. So that's just a metaphor that I like to use.
Well, there is more that I believe besides what I just said. I was just, of course, I was just basically wanted to touch base on what most of us have been programmed with, and in that programming of being separate, which the truth is that we're not separate. We are part of the whole. We're like, I like your metaphor of, we're all grapes on the same vine. It's like the metaphor of we're each a scoop of water out of the, the big sea of oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and yes, breathing, is a way to connect with our God self. And I was going to go there also, but I wanted to first say what I did was, first we have to decide, yes, the kingdom of heaven is within me. Or let's just see if the kingdom of heaven is really in me, right? Let's see what David and Jean are talking about here, and I'm going to try it out, right? And there's ways to do that, like David said, with focusing on the breath. And when we focus on the breath, as you know too, David, we're not thinking. And if thinking thoughts do pop in our mind, we can always brush them aside and tell ourselves we can think about it later. But I also think that we could also get into tools, which we will, but the more we connect with our heart, with our breath, with our divine God selves, our I Am selves, then the world around us begins to change, is the point, right, David? The change first begins within us. Once we acknowledge, yes, I am a divine being of the supreme creator, God. Yes, I do have the Christ spark within me. yes, I do have the I Am presence in me, and I begin to work with that in an owning way by using tools and affirmations and such. Then, as a result, it also shifts our subconscious mind, because as you know, and some of your listeners or all of them know, that your subconscious mind is your biggest manifester next to your heart. So if your subconscious mind is saying, no, I'm not, I don't have the God spark in me, heaven's not in me, heaven's outside of me, then you're going to be struggling with that. And that's why the daily practice of I am in alignment with my God self. I am in alignment with my God self. I am in alignment with creating heaven within me. I am in alignment with creating heaven within me. As I am in alignment creating heaven within me, my life begins to shift and change, not just for the highest good of myself, but for the highest good of all. And when we come from the place of the highest good of all, not just for ourselves, that's when you see miracles of heaven on earth within you evolve and expand and blossom. Who is that? That was Archangel Lord.
You're starting Megatron. Early on the channeling, Jane. That's great.
That was Archangel Lord Metatron, David, and listeners.
Well, I'm sorry for the interruption. I wanted to talk about some other practical ways of accessing heaven. And for me, there are so many different things. Nature is a huge, huge inspiration for me to find myself in a heavenly place. And connecting with other people on a heart-to-heart level. I think that one thing people might want to do is, if their concept of heaven is not working for them, if their concept of God is not working for them or is not based on unconditional love, you may want to shift your thinking. You may want to shift your conception of God and heaven, because God resides within all of us and in every aspect of creation. So if we're going to create heaven, what better way to do it than to connect with other people or to go within, you know, because God is everywhere present.
Absolutely. And if you, depending on what's going on, well, right now with the COVID stuff, a lot of people can't get into nature. But you can go on YouTube and you can find lots of beautiful nature sounds, you know, that you can listen to and that you can look at, because it'll show nice nature scenes. And that will help too. I actually listen to some nice water sounds when I'm writing up workshops, because for me, that takes me in that creative space, you know, when I can't get out into nature. But connecting with other people is a great idea, David. Where I was coming from was a place of how they could start personally, you know. And because there's a whole bunch of things, right? What you said, connecting with other people, what we both agree on, being in nature, you know, realizing that not everybody, every person is in the same vibration level. Now, that does not mean that they are less or greater than anyone else. It just means that's just where their headspace is. And, you know, like we were told many years ago in a channeling by Ramaka was the divine being channeling, said we can fan the ember of another human being by trying to wake them up, but we need to let go of the attachment of when they will wake up. because they may not wake up in this moment or this lifetime. Hopefully they will, but it might take another lifetime, you know what I mean? And I think that the more people that are able to come into the heart and come into the space of the breath and the vibration and maybe even hearing their unique soul song will bring them to a higher level of vibration, which will attract, like what David said, more like-minded vibrational people.
Wonderful, wonderful. What other ways can we create heaven, Jean? What other practical means can we use to assist us?
Well, you and I both have already mentioned some great ones, right? You mentioned the breath and nature, right? I mentioned like going on and listening to even sound videos, right? Affirmations, like we were just saying, right? I am in alignment with my God self. I am in alignment with my God self. And I think that is the biggest win.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, David, even when I'm driving, my guides told me, Jean, if you pick one, right, one I am in alignment with, right, and you do it for a solid 20 minutes, then you, on a quantum level, have brought yourself to that vibration and have held it long enough into the manifestation. Does that make sense? I mean, I'm trying to think of her name right now. Abraham Hicks says to hold it for 17 seconds, right? Whatever you want to manifest, right? And that is awesome. If you can only hold it for 17 seconds, do it because it'll work, right? My guide said if you want to take it up to the quantum level, do it for 20 minutes. So what I notice is that if I pick, as an example, I am in alignment with my God self, because that is one that I do, and I do it for the 20 minutes, you know, say it's going to take me 20 minutes to go from here to where I'm going, you know, or give or take a few minutes, I feel, David, my vibration lift. I feel the lightness. I feel the transformation of one level to a higher level. Does that make sense? This is like one of the most powerful, profound tools that I can offer. Think about it. Buddhist monks chant, right? Don't they?
Yes, they do.
Shanti. Yeah. And not just that, but other Buddhist chants, correct? And they do it like maybe for an hour. Some of them do it all day long, depending on what they're doing, right? And it puts them into that all, and, you know, puts them in that Buddha, Christ, Sai Baba, right? White buffalo, right? Creator, love, and light space.
Well, I was just going to say, Jean, that, and I think we had better wrap up the discussion in just a minute, although I'm sure you'll have some closing comments you want to make, but I was thinking to myself that whenever I go into some form of activity that lifts my soul up, that is a wonderful way to create heaven within me. I mean, there's things like music or painting, as you do, anything that connects with my creative energies brings me into alignment with not only God, but it makes me feel like I'm in heaven, for lack of a better word. I mean, what is heaven, really? It is just a total state of well-being, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. It's like what you said before, and you let me write it down, was heaven is not a place, it's a state of mind. And thank you for bringing that up, because you're right, David. When I'm channel painting, I am in heaven. When I'm making my mist, I am in heaven. When I'm making the three times blessed soaps, I am in heaven, because I am in the present moment of the being. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, I think it might be, I think it's going to be Archangel Lord Metatron doing the meditation tonight. But he said, Gene, yes, me, but we're all here. So they're all going to be participating. And that means Kuan Yin and Buddha and Lakshmi, besides Jesus and Archangel Lord Metatron, because Archangel Lord Metatron is really about love too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, would you like me to begin with that, David?
Oh, please do, Jean. I'm going to leave it to you.
Okay, thank you. And listeners, please know we're only going to go just a couple minutes, not longer than 5 minutes, so because we're excited to take your calls and either answer your question or give you an answer to what the universe says is your highest good that you need to know. All right. So if you would please place your feet gently on the floor and your hands resting comfortably. And if you can, close your eyes. All thinking thoughts, just let them float outside your mind for just a few moments. And what we're going to do is a meditation through your chakras to release any conscious or subconscious resistances to you being present in your heaven and earth I am self, so that you can better create heaven and earth in your home, in your workspace, in your love space, your monetary space, your health space. As you are gently breathing without thinking, know that you are breathing in 100% pure divine love, the purest form that creator of all love and light, quantum love. As this love flows in, exhale into your feet chakra with each gentle breath, breathing in divine love, and exhale from your feet to your feet chakra. As you release with each breath, as you send love to your feet, all resistances from places you've walked, or the bindings that keep you from moving forward, knowing that the heaven is within you, release with each breath. All past life experiences, releasing with each breath as love flows into your feet. Breathing in divine love. Exhale into your root chakra. With each gentle breath, whether you have a male body or a female body, in this lifetime, in all lifetimes, addressing all your body. Every lifetime you were a man, every lifetime you were a woman. Letting go through divine self. Love flowing into the root chakra so that you can fully embrace heaven within you. Breathing in divine love and exhale into your sacral. in this lifetime and other lifetimes, you forgot your divinity because of circumstances. So we let that go. And we take back your power in the circle through love and ignite the power within your sacral of heaven within you, your sacredness. As you breathe in divine love and exhale into your navel, with each gentle breath as that love flows into your navel, into your umbilical cord, through your DNA, through all your lineages in time, releasing all the programming and resistances to you fully owning, sensing, feeling heaven on earth within you, within your heart. Through each breath, sending love into the navel, letting go of the attachment. Excellent. Breathing in divine love. Exhale into your solar plexus. Not another moment will you allow any lifetime, any moment, any programming through emotional, mental manipulation of any form prevent you or hinder you from knowing that you are pure divine love and have the ability to know that you can create heaven on earth within you and around you. Breathing in that divine love, exhaling into the solar plexus, letting go all that is not your truth. Breathing in divine love and exhale into the center of your heart with each gentle breath, letting all the heart shield fall away, letting the Christ, the God, the God within you, the goddess within you, the sacred heaven on earth that pulsates and vibrates within your heart, rise and shine with each breath, sending love into the heart, letting all illusions and deceptions release, letting your Christ heart, your God heart, rise and shine with each breath, raising the quantum vibration, the sensing, the knowing, without any doubt, the kingdom of heaven within you. Breathing in divine love and exhale into your throat chakra. With each breath, sending love into your throat chakra, let love release all the burdens you've carried on your shoulders from this lifetime and other lifetimes that are preventing you from knowing that heaven exists within you. Let them go with each breath. Let the love of the heaven on earth rise in your vocal cords, for when you chant, speak, and sing, you allow your vocal cords and voice box and larynx to emanate when you speak, when you chant, when you sing. The creation of heaven through your sound of your vocal cords, letting the love rise and shine in your throat chakra. Excellent. Breathing in divine love and exhaling into the center of your head. With each breath, this divine sacred love flows into the pineal chakra, defossilizing, they're trying to say a different word, and Jean is trying to say a different word, and it's not working. Cleansing and purifying the pineal chakra. Letting all illusions and deceptions release from the pineal chakra. Letting it light up with divine love. Letting it light up, reminding you that heaven on earth is within you. Cleansing and purifying, raising the vibration, quantum frequency, through divine love with the pineal chakra. Allowing all the circuits and wiring and quadrants in the right and left side of your brain to wake up with quantum frequency love. Remembering waking up in your cellular memory that you are controlled within you by heaven on earth, within you, at your choice. Excellent shifting. Breathe in divine love and exhale into your crown chakra. With each gentle breath, as you send divine quantum love into your crown, all illusion, disconnection of your God self, your I Am self, your Christ self, your Buddha self. You're one with the great chiefs and my buffalo self. One with the heart of Mother Earth. One with the heart of all. One with the heart of Supreme Creator of all Mother Life. Bringing your attention to the first layer of your auric field closest to your body. As you breathe that love with each breath. Releasing all illusions and deceptions, lighting up that first layer, quantum I Am self, knowing, vibrating, heaven on earth within you. Excellent. Breathing love into the second layer of your aura field, that's always releasing with each breath of divine love. Divine love magnifies. Pulsate quantum heaven on earth within you. Rippling out to the third layer of your auric field. Releasing all illusions and deceptions. Letting quantum love raise the frequency of the third level of your auric field. Acknowledging only heaven on earth within you. Rippling out to the fourth layer of your auric field with each breath of quantum love. Letting go of all those blocks in the heart. Coming into full ownership of heaven on earth. The Buddha within you, the Christ within you, the love within you now. With each gentle breath. Sending love into the fourth layer of your auric field. Breathing in divine love and sending it into the fifth layer of your auric field as you chant and breathe with each breath. Raising the quantum vibration as all illusions and deceptions release of your God self. Heaven on earth within you begins to grow and blossom and rise and shine through quantum love with each breath. Rippling out to the sixth layer of your auric field with each gentle breath. Letting go of all those illusions and deceptions that caused you to feel disconnected from the I Am God present heaven on earth within you. With each breath, allowing the sixth layer of your auric field to raise to a quantum level of vibration. Through quantum love, awakening the heaven on earth within you, and your quantum awareness and knowing and owning. Breathing in divine love into the last layer of your auric field, the seventh layer. Releasing all final resistances and barriers. With each gentle breath, letting the quantum love pulsate and vibrate. Bringing your seventh layer of your auric field to that quantum level of heaven on earth within you, the knowing, the sensing, the feeling that you have the God spark within you, the Christ spark, the Buddha spark, the heart of the Mother Earth spark within you, the oneness of all, for the highest good of you and the highest good of all. In your next breath, begin to move your body, maybe rub your hands together, slowly open your eyes. I'm going to ground you. Humbly, everyone. Big breath. And David, once you're fully present and ready to rock, I'm reminding everybody to get your water ready for at the end. And David, when you're ready, we're ready to take the first caller.
Okay, very good. And again, callers, get your water ready. Jean is going to bless it at the end of the show. And I think you'll find that it's a very spiritually enriching experience for you. Our first caller is from area code 510, and you are live. What's your first name, please?
My name is Tasha.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to have you on the show. Thanks, Tasha.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Have we got the name right?
Yes.
Thank you. God bless you, Tasha. Would you like to know what the universe, the Supreme Creator, feels is in your highest good, or would you like to ask a question?
What you just said, the first one.
Okay. For the highest good, we're asking, what is the highest good message that Tasha needs to hear right now that will best serve her for the well-being of her life in all ways and in creating heaven within her? Tasha, we are suggesting that you practice self-worth. You are a lot more worthier than you give yourself credit for. And there are so many doors of opportunities waiting to open, such as financial income, the ways of the people in your life, love, health, in all ways. There was an incident when you were 6 years old that happened, and they're not telling me, and I would never say it out loud anyway unless we were private on the phone. But whatever it was that happened, it caused you to consciously believe that you were not worthy. So our suggestion to you is to sit quietly, go into your heart space, and bring that little Tasha, 6-year-old girl, forward. Talk to her. Put her on your lap. Okay, in a visual way, intentions, okay? Tell her, even if you remember what it is, talk about that subject. But if you don't remember, say, you know, someone said to us, you know, that we weren't worthy. And we're grown up now, and I don't remember what it is, but I know you remember. And it's affecting us now as a grown-up. And I want to know if together with you and me together, if we can let this go now through love, light, and forgiveness. Forgiving the person or the experience, and forgiving yourself for forgetting that you are worthy. Does this make sense? And do you find this helpful?
I'm burning up right now.
I'm sorry. Can you speak a little louder?
I was saying that I'm burning up right now just listening to all that.
Burning up because the past experience is coming to the surface, or burning up because you're angry at what I'm saying?
Burning up because of coming to the surface and forgiving. Yes, I will forgive.
Yeah. So heat, when heat comes up in the body, and this is for all listeners, that represents anger. Okay, suppressed anger, and possibly that little 6-year-old Tasha is angry for whatever that person said or did that made them feel unworthy or bad. Does that make sense? So you can breathe when you're sitting with little 6-year-old Tasha on your lap and your arms are around her. You know, even if you take a pillow and you put a pillow on your lap and hold a pillow, if that helps, whatever helps, okay? And together, we're going to let go now is what you'll say after you have a little talk with her, okay? And you'll breathe in divine love and exhale divine love. And then you'll recite. And you'll write this down, and you can write it down right now, or you'll remember. I am in alignment with my self-worth. I am in alignment with my self-worth. Okay, Tasha?
I am in alignment with
my self-worth.
I'm in alignment.
I am in alignment with my self-worth. Okay? And if you can do this, which I know you can, and if you practice that affirmation every day, at least once a day, we're saying that you will see a miraculous shift within 10 days.
In 10 days?
Within 10 days.
Oh, within. Okay.
Within. Between today and the next 10 days. If you do this every day, you're going to see miraculous changes.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I want to thank you, Tasha, for calling, and thank you for listening. And I wish you the very best because you are magnificent love and you are worthy.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Tasha. God bless, hon.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. Okay, moving on, we're going to area code 310. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Hey.
I'm Vince.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good, Vince. How are you? And what would you like? Would you like a message from the Supreme Creator Universe, or do you want to ask a question?
I would like a question and see what the guys tell you to tell me. A couple weeks ago, through no fault of my own, I was blamed for something I didn't do at work, and they suspended me and they fired me. And the union put in a grievance. We lost the grievance. And at this point, I had a conference call with the union leader and a lawyer, and they're debating about taking my case to arbitration right now. I'm waiting to hear. It's up to the lawyers now. The sticky point is that I was on a last chance agreement letter. So with that being said, I'm just wondering if they're going to proceed with the arbitration on my behalf, or if it's done.
Okay, well, we have to ask you this question first. Do you think that you were wronged in your heart?
No, I was not at fault for any that what happened.
Okay, so because as you were talking, right now where it is it's on the fence, okay? So this is what they're saying. They're saying, if you choose with your sovereign free will to have them follow through, okay, with the grievances and, you know, with the process of what the lawyers and such and the union are in the right now, you can do that, okay, and it will work if you choose that that's what you really want in your heart. If you choose in your heart, I know this might sound more confusing, if you choose in your heart, is this position that I was doing, like work it for your job, was it really satisfying me in all ways? Did it make me feel valued? Did it make me feel happy? Do you understand what we're asking you?
Yeah.
Okay, so where were you on, where are you on that?
Well, I did enjoy doing the job, and I got a lot of self-gratification, but all, at the same time, my supervisors loved me because of all the hard work that I did there. But
right.
at the same time, it's like, some people in management were looking at me like, okay, what can we do to get this guy, type of thing, you know?
Right. This is our suggestion, Vincent, for that, okay? Now, whatever went on between, first of all, these people that are negative at the workspace are teaching you self-worth and self-value, okay? And self-respect and self-honor and integrity, all right? Right off the bat, they're teaching you those lessons, okay? And they're teaching
right.
you to remember, and they're reminding you who you are, and you know who you are. You know some of the supervisors know who you are as a worker. You get what I'm saying? So what we are suggesting is this. It is in your highest good right now, if you were to choose to leap off the fence and have the union and the lawyers go forward. And what will help make it go in your favor is this. If you sit later on quietly, okay, and you can name these people who are negative towards you at work, or you can just simply intend all the negative people at work who are sabotaging me and teaching me these lessons, I am addressing right now in this moment. Thank you for the lessons. Thank you for the teaching. Thank you for reminding me who I am. I now choose to have a clean karmic slate with you. Whatever transpired in a past life between us, I forgive myself and I forgive you, and I move forward. From this moment forward, you may have to go back and listen to this so you can write it down. From this moment forward, any negative cords that I sent to you, I retract back to myself. Any negative cords that you sent to me, I send back to you. To love and light and forgiveness, and I now detach.
Yeah, okay.
You can do this, Vincent. I know you don't want to do it because your conscious energy is like, why would I want to do something for them? Because in the long run, it's also helping you. Because what we don't realize, not all of us, but some of us don't realize, is that we will repeat the cycle and it will continue. Now, when we say, I forgive you and I forgive myself for forgetting who I am and I forgive the wrongdoings that you did to me, doesn't mean that they're off the hook, Vincent, okay? They still have their own karmic lessons. Do you get what I'm saying? But you're loving yourself and valuing yourself enough to say, I'm done. I'm not going to repeat this another lifetime with these people.
Yeah.
And that, Vincent, is going to shift the energy 100% in your favor through the process with the lawyers and the union. That's what we're telling you.
Okay.
And Jean, we need to move on, hon. So
yes,
Vincent,
we do.
Thank you for calling
Vincent,
tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Have faith, Vincent, because it's all good.
Okay, so you see them going forward with arbitration?
Yes, and it's going to go in
okay.
your favor once you do what we suggested.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you, and may Creator continue to bless you always.
All right.
Good night, Vince.
Good night.
Go ahead, David.
Okay, our next caller is area code 708, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Barbara. Hi, David.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. Would you like the Supreme Creator to give you a message, or would you like to ask a question?
No, I would like the Supreme Creator to give me a message, please.
All righty. And for the highest good of Barbara's highest good and the highest good of all. Barbara, have you been having an issue with your left hand?
No.
Or wrist?
No.
Okay. Well, on your left wrist it will come to the surface. It might come as we're talking, but there's a binding around your wrist, your left wrist. If you'd like, I will remove it real quickly. And this binding, okay, it's love related. Just don't give me any information. Just say yes or no, okay? Are you feeling like really stuck in your love life or love with yourself right now?
Am I stuck in my love life or what? I didn't hear that.
Or with your self-love?
Kind of, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that's the binding on the left wrist there. That comes from three lifetimes ago, okay? In that lifetime, you were a woman. And, of course, you're a woman again in this lifetime. But in that lifetime, you were a woman. Something occurred. Something was experienced that caused you to have a lack of self-love in that lifetime. So what the universe is saying is that if you will, on your own time, if you will let go of that, because, hey, that's three lifetimes ago. You don't need that now, right?
Right.
and focus on remembering and being and knowing that you are love and you deserve healthy love. You deserve healthy love. there's a part of you that doesn't believe that, whether it's conscious or subconscious, and you do. And are you married or in a relationship right now?
No. To both.
Okay. Yeah. Because I wasn't really sensing anyone, but I wanted to just double check. Barbara, if you're looking for romantic love, right, untie the binding on your wrist. It's kind of like a tied bow type of thing, okay? And you're going to let that go because you are worthy to know that you are love. And use the affirmation too. I am aligning with, I am in alignment with love. I am love. Love vibrates through me and around me. That is what you need to know for the highest good, Barbara, because it's having an effect on your stomach and it's having an effect on your digestion system. Does that make sense with that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the cause, that's the root of your digestive system and stomach issues. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you feel okay with what we shared?
Yeah. No, I will go ahead and say those affirmations for sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you'll find and send love to your stomach. You know, breathe in divine love, exhale divine love to your stomach and your digestive system. Okay.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Thank you so much, Barbara,
for calling in. I'm really grateful, and may Creator always bless you.
Thank you very, very much, both of you.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. I appreciate you calling in tonight and being part of the show. God bless you.
David, how many more callers do we have?
Thank you, Barbara. We have many, many more than we can get to, Jean. If we're going to bless the water. Yeah,
right.
If we're going to bless the water, we should
limit.
Do that in 15 minutes. I think probably we can take two or three more callers.
All right.
We've got area code 917 next. And you're live.
Right.
What is your first name?
Oh, hello. Thank you. Short version, Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Hello,
thank
Karen.
You. Glad that you called.
I've been enjoying the show. Awesome. And there's a million things I could ask, and I think I'm going to go for the big one also. What does Creator have? Thank you.
Everybody's been taking it pretty good, I think. And you're brave too, Karen, because as you've been listening, when Supreme Creator tells you what's for your highest good, sometimes it's not always what we want to hear. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. That's really brave. All right. For Karen's highest good and the highest good of her and all, what does Supreme Creator have for Karen? Karen, you're not paying attention to your dreams. You're not paying attention to your synchronicities. You're not paying attention to your messages. You've been getting lots of messages from your ancestors through dreams, through music, through hearing words like maybe on TV or something. You need to start paying more attention. Does this make sense to you?
I thought I was trying to be aware of messages and signs, and I don't remember dreams, so.
Okay, so try this. Before you go to bed, you know, if you take your hands, just take your fingers, and just, you know, where your head and your neck bend?
Yeah.
Okay, and just above that, you start to feel the skull bone, right?
Yeah.
right? On that a few times before you go to sleep to awaken and stimulate that part of your brain that will help you remember, okay? But you're also getting messages in other ways too. This is the suggestion. If you're not a meditator, then at least take some time to sit quietly. Grab a paper and pen and or pencil and sit down and invite your grandmothers. You have some amazing indigenous grandmothers that want to come through and teach you. They want to teach you herb medicine big time. So, and other things. But to be open to that. And when you do that, Karen, don't second guess yourself. Just write down whatever pops in your head. It might not make sense in the moment, but it will later. It might unfold later when you sit again with them. It might unfold again in a dream. Does that make sense?
Wow. So
yeah, because you need to rise and shine here, Karen.
Sorry.
What?
These are grandmothers from that I don't know from generations back.
Yes, indigenous ones.
Indigenous.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means. Is that what country?
Well,
would
what
that
be? Means is that means that grandmothers, regardless of your race, doesn't matter. Grandmothers who were medicine women, grandmothers who worked with the herbs. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. I guess I'm in my lineage.
Yes. So, Karen, we're not talking, you know, like go do ancestor research online. We're talking sit down, do one-on-one with them. And just like I said, don't second question yourself. Just write it down and it'll make sense. Tell them, okay, grandmothers, I got the message. I hear you loud and clear. I'm open, ready, and receptive. Ooh, this is exciting, Karen. You're going to have to call back when I'm on the show again and let us know how it goes.
Okay. I hope I get messages. I know that's the wrong attitude.
You just threw up a block.
Yes. Yes. You're right.
Exactly. I am always hearing my divine messages. I'm receiving and hearing my divine messages. That's your new program, okay?
Okay. Okay. You know, I just want to say I do hear things in my head, and I'm always not sure if it's my mind or if it's I'm actually tapping into someone.
You're tapping into your grandmother's. Who have been trying to get your attention, and now that's why your call got picked up. So Karen, that's what you got to do. See, I'm validating for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you
so
much.
Karen, thank you for calling.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Good night, Karen. God bless him.
Thank you. God bless you. Both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jean, what I'd like to do, Jean, to hold our callers here in place is to bless the water now, and then we'll take one or two more callers after that, if that's all right with you.
That sounds good, and you know it only takes a few seconds. All right, everybody, we've got their water ready. My hands are over your water. I am turning myself over now to be the vessel. And it's ready to drink. And we're ready for the next caller, David.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 415, and I'm going to bring you live right now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Hi. This is Anne in California.
Anne. Oh, hi, Ann. How are you?
Jean.
Hi, Ann.
So
it's
nice
been a long
time. Yeah.
Nice
maybe the previous lifetime. I don't know.
Maybe. What would you like?
I would like to know my highest message.
All right.
That you have
for the highest good of Anne's highest good and the highest good of all. What the supreme creator of all love and light have for Anne? Is there something that you're not moving on? I'm not talking about relocating. Something that you're not moving on, that you've been getting nudged about. Something to create.
Yeah. Kind of writing, channeled writing, and
yep.
And art, channeled art.
Why are you resisting? Because that's what you need to be doing, and you need to like just dive right in.
Yeah. I have my toe. My toe has gone in. But I haven't
okay, died. Well, that, what Supreme Creator is telling you, let go of the fears, let go of the attachments, let go of how it's going to unfold and jump in because, and you got to do it. I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. They're saying, and you got to do it. It's for your soul's mission. It's for your soul's agreement. We want to rock it for you. There you go. Both feet and jump in and trust and believe because it's all going to be magnificent. You're going to be blown away at the outcome and the unfolding of it, not just while you're creating, but like the people who are going to want to purchase it and stuff like that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Reminding me of that.
God bless you. God bless you.
I'm told to go to Chiapas and the indigenous Maya culture. So do you see a connection for me down there?
Yes. Once you decide to jump in with both feet, you're going to be like, a trip is going to be present itself through another person. You're going to be like, wow, this is interesting. So you got to jump in.
Got it. So what can I say
don't
to
worry,
my
because you got a divine,
inner child?
You got a divine parachute. What?
I have a divine parachute. I like that. I'll repeat that one. Yeah. I had so many dreams as a kid that scared me. So when I start to get something in a dream, I kind of shake myself because it scared me as a child. So as an adult, how do you talk to your child about dreaming messages or things like that?
Well, if you listen to what I said to Tasha.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, you take her and you put her on your lap and you have a nice little chat with her. Mm-hmm. And you tell her it's the year 2021. You're going to feel her in shock. Go, what? I'm how old? You know what I mean? Because you get what I'm saying. The first time I did soul retrieval on myself, and then later on when I went to the bathroom and I'm looking in the mirror as I'm washing my hands, I actually fell backwards because the little girl that had grown up was like, oh my God, you really are old. We really are old. And I'm not old, but you get what I'm saying. When to a 5-year-old, anybody bigger than them is old, you know? But anyway, that's what our suggestion. And but I want to that's all we have to say for that right now, because there's one more person that needs to be picked up, and we got to have the
I'll
time to
I'll contact
you
it. On your website.
Yes, please do, because I do stuff people all over the world and you would love it.
Great. Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for the message, and thank you for the show.
You're welcome. I'm excited for her.
Thank you, Anne. Have a beautiful evening, Anne. Okay. Okay, we're going to take one more caller. We're going to area code 347, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
All righty. All right. Did you have a question, or did you want to know? For your highest good.
I'm trying to start some businesses right now, or get them off the ground.
Yep.
Different businesses.
Yep.
And I really would like, support. I want to really get, my products out. And I don't feel like people that I know are really helping as much, but that's fine. That's fine.
Yep.
I can,
sell
to strangers. So I just want some guidance with some of the businesses I'm trying to do.
First, what we're saying is, what's not working, let it fall to the side, like you just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not working with, with the friend thing, and that's nothing against your friends, okay? And that's because
right.
vibrationally, they're not the right ones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's no fault to them or you at all. So what we
mm-hmm.
are suggesting is that you sit in meditation and you thank the people asked originally who are not really doing what they said they would do.
Mm-hmm.
And thank them and say, I appreciate all that you've done that you were able to do on the level that you were able to do. And now I am moving forward. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to be friends with them anymore. That just means that now you're open. You're allowing the door fully and open to receive the right
mm-hmm.
vibrationally matched people. Okay. Right. I am open and receptive and allowing all the right vibrationally matched people to come into my life. Here's an example, okay, because I've got my own business and I've got products also, right? So
uh-huh.
one of the things that I will do is I will sit in meditation and I will say, for all the souls out there, in body people, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the people out there, all the souls that that I have made agreements with, and they've made agreements with me to maybe have a healing with me, maybe have a workshop or a reading, or maybe buy one or some of my products, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am open and receptive for them to come into my life now. I'm ready for them to come into my life.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Because we all
yeah, it's kind of like inviting them in.
Yes. Like I will stand in meditation and say, I welcome all my students. I welcome all my clients for sessions. I welcome you. I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Come, I'm ready when you're ready. You get what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
that sense.
Mm-hmm.
where attention goes, and this is for all the listeners. Everything we've been saying tonight is helpful for everyone. That where attention goes, energy follows, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
if your attention is to connect with the highest level vibration people that are going to benefit from your product or your service,
mm-hmm.
that's who you want to attract, okay? Because even if a person is on the verge of waking up,
mm-hmm.
they made a soul's agreement. They made a soul's agreement that you're going to help them wake up. Does that make sense? Like you calling in tonight is your higher self going, all right, Katie, you need to hear this. And we need to make sure that you get in on this call. So we're going to make sure that even if you're the last caller picked, you're on this call. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And basically, I'm getting that I need to just, if I want people to help me with my business or information I may need to start.
Right.
With, I could just call it in, basically.
Right. And you want the people who are really going to help you, because you don't need the lessons anymore of the ones that aren't, right? You learned that, right?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if anybody comes in the door the next day, and you'll see it right away, whether it's a red flag or, you know, the divine flag. You get what I'm saying? Go,
No, I was just saying, I've helped promote other people's businesses, but I don't necessarily get that same promotion back or support back. So I'm not really focused.
Is that
on
a lesson for you there too, Katie?
Yeah, it is.
And but what a great teaching, right?
Yeah.
What a great teaching. All right, well, Katie,
thank
we
you.
Gotta go because David's gotta let the show to the end.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
God bless you, Katie, and everybody listening, you can always contact me and we can set up a session, you know, and go deeper into whatever you want to do. My readings are healing readings. So when you get a reading from me, you also get a healing in the same session. Or you could just have a healing with me. People choose that because my readings are so different than your average person. And I want to thank everybody for calling in. And I want to thank you, Katie. And I want to thank you, David. And I want to thank everyone who's going to listen in the archives. And I'm going to be quiet now so you can wrap up.
All right. Well, good night, Katie. Thank you for calling. And God bless you and all of the other callers on the line and those that listen to the podcast. Jean, it's always a pleasure to have you. And I'm simply going to say good night and God bless to everybody. Please tune in to my Sunday night show, which is called The Healing Circle, at 8:30 p.m. You can find a Facebook fan page at The Healing Circle with David Clark and Kat Edwards, and would love to have you participate in a topic discussion. So good night, and this Sunday we have a special guest who's going to be on, Elizabeth Anglin, who is a marvelous psychic, and so she's going to be part of the Healing Circle. Good night, everybody.
Awesome. And David, wait, David?
Yes.
David? I'm going to be back on in May, aren't I?
Yes, you are, dear.
Okay,
tune
in, everybody. I'll
date.
Be back in May.
Yep, back on May 14th.
And that's GeneofDivineHealing.com.
Thank you, Jean. Good night, honey.
Good night.